Welcome to Shomach Shavah and Adav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishma, Saram B'Yakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph goes to do a cheshbon. The Yaakov Avinu was in Beis Aver, in the yeshiva of Aver for 14 years, when he left his father's house, and it's based on the fact that Yishmael's years are counted. And the Gemara starts by saying, Lamnu Nimnu Shneisa Shel Yishmael. Why did we count the years of Yishmael? And the Gemara goes to say that the reason we counted it is an orderly Yachas Behem Shneisash Yaakov to figure out the days of Yaakov. Rashi says, Lama Nimnu Shneisash Lishmol, why really is always counted? Ma Lanu Limnois Shneisah Rishayim. Why do we count the years of the Rishayim? He's in Russia. Why should he count his years? Ask the Maasho that the Gemara in Bo Basra, and quote also in Rashi and Chumash, says that Yishmael did Shuva. That's why he allowed his brother Yitzchok to go in front of him when they buried their father Avram. So if Yishmael did Shuva, Yishmael is not a Rasha. And if Yishmael is not a Rasha, we don't have a question anymore, Lama Nimnu Shneisa Shel Yishmael. So the Maharsha himself answers that the reason is that even though he did Shuva, because he used to be a Rasha, it's not proper to count his years in the Torah. Says the Pesach Inayim Lachido, he says a little different answer, but he says that may be the pshat in the Maharsha. He says that when Yishmael did tshuva, it wasn't a full tshuva. It wasn't a tshuva me'avo. We know the Gemara tells us the end of Yuma. When a person does a tshuva me'avo, tshuva that comes from love of Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he turns all his past into schuyos. He turns everything bad that he did into something good. But if a person does a tshuva me'ira, a person does tshuva only from fear, so then he does not turn around the past. So it says the Chido, Yishmael did not do a tshuva me'avo. He was not able to turn away the past. So immediately his past stays as a Rasha. And therefore you cannot count his years. Because the years of his life are mostly rishus. He ended his life as a tzaddik. But he was most of his life a Rasha. And he says that may be the pshat ma'asho. That's we don't count the life of Yishmael even though he did tshuva. Rav Tzadik HaKohen in Divrei Sofrim adds another knech to this. He says it's not only that Yishmael did not do a full tshuva, but in general, somebody who is not Jewish, a goy, who does tshuva, his tshuva works only mikan v'lehabo, only from here to the future. It cannot rectify the past and clean the past. The past stays. He's able to fix himself from now on to be good. But the idea of going backwards retroactively and correcting the past, that's a special chesed that Kosh Baruch Hu did only for Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael have the ability to do that. A goy cannot do it, and Yishmael is considered to be a goy. So when he did tshuva, even if he tried to do the best tshuva, that tshuva doesn't work retroactively, doesn't go backwards. And therefore, his past years always be rishus. And Mimele, according to this, is what the Maharsha means and what the Pesach Inayim explains, that that's what the Gemara says, Lamo Nimnu Shneisav Shel Yishmael. Why do we count the years of Yishmael if throughout his life he was a Rasha, and that always remains? And with this, we can understand another idea, another deep concept over here that has to do with this Gemara. Because the Gemara goes on to say that Esav, when he went to marry the daughter of Yishmael, that's why when Yishmael died. Yishmael died right at that time when Esav married the daughter of Yishmael. And that's why the one who married her wasn't Yishmael the father, but it was Nevoyos the brother. Says the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Tzitzin Yosef, that what is the idea that Esav wants to marry Yishmael? We know the Yaakov Avinu is a combination of the midos of Avram and Yitzchok. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchok is Din Gvura, Yaakov is in the middle of a combination of both. The psoilus of Avram, the bad Chesed, is Yishmael. The bad Din is Esav. Esav wanted to create a combination of both bad. The same way Yaakov is a combination of Avram and Yitzchok. Esav wanted to create a combination of Yishmael and Esav, the two Ra that you have in the world. And that's why he wanted to marry a daughter of Yishmael while Yishmael is alive, in order to have the combination of the full Rishus possible. And that's the reason Yishmael died at that time, because when Yishmael dies, the Rishus of Yishmael is diminished. It doesn't have that full power of Esav and Yishmael together. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mesoyev, Yishmael dies in that time. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. And one may ask, what does it help Esav to marry Yishmael if Yishmael did tshuva? So you don't have any more rishus to connect to. But according to this explanation of both the Chido and Reb Tzadik, even though Yishmael did tshuva, that only worked mikamala abo, he still has a lot of rishus in him from his previous years. That's what Esav was trying to connect to. And when Yishmael dies, that takes away a little bit of that ability of Esav to create the full force of Rishus, the ultimate connection of Rishus in the world. That's the reason Yishmael dies right in that time. And from the same parsha of the Misa of Yishmael and the fact that Esav came to marry the daughter of Yishmael, we learn about Yaakov Avinu going to Beis Aver for 14 years. As brought down the Svarim, that's when Yaakov Avinu solidified and built up his Gedusha to the ultimate Gedusha that he has, the Gedusha which is a combination of Avraham and Yitzchok, the Gedusha that overcomes the Rishus of both Esav and Yishmael, all comes together in the same time. Esav tries to marry Yishmael, Yishmael dies, and connected there comes the full Gedusha of Yaakov Avinu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.